Up this morning to the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter is where we'll be reading from, Psalms 34. And this morning I'd like to bring to you a message upon our hearts. And we've preached from this passage of Scripture in days past, but I'd like to use a different thought this morning that the Lord has laid upon my heart. And oftentimes when we hear all these prayer requests, when we hear the news and we see all the sad things that's taking place, all the heartaches. Typically what happens is a lot of people just want to throw up their hands and quit and say, what's the use? And a lot of people even quit calling upon the name of the Lord and quit going to church, quit magnifying Him. And today I just want to take us in a remembrance back to what the Lord has done for us and why we still ought to praise the Lord. Why we still ought to praise the Lord. Because God has been too good to us, church. Every one of us, we've heard these prayer requests. And I ask you today for a few minutes of time while you pray for us in this message that every one of us could sit around here and feel sorry for ourselves all day long. And not even be able to get it all out today, Brother Ron. We've all got troubles. We've all got heartaches. There's issues that's going on in our lives and in your lives and in our world, in our country. And we still, when we look around and we see all this, it gets to every one of us, does it not? How many of you today are burdened down with all the things that's going on in this life? And sometimes when I hear all this, Brother Kenny, my thoughts go to, Lord Jesus, how much longer are you going to wait till you come and get your people out of this world? But then I begin to think about all those that's still lost and undone. And I say, Lord, would you tarry just another day? Just another day, Lord, because I've got loved ones and you've got loved ones that's lost and undone. And that if you wait another day and God would you send your spirit by their way, that this might be the day. See, we don't have to pray for God to save them. God wants to save all. But our prayer is that when God sends a spirit by their way, that they'll be receptive to the word of the Lord. Open up their hearts and receive Him with gladness. So that they'll know that they have been saved by God's marvelous grace. In the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, reading just the first verse, if I can today. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And that ought to make a church on a Sunday morning want to rejoice today. You can be seated in the house of the Lord because we ought to be able to thank the Lord. Not just for what He is going to do, but we ought to be able to bless Him and praise Him for what He's already done for us. Has not the Lord been good to you today? Amen. I'll get you to wake up here in a minute. The Lord has been good to us. And He's given us more than what we deserve. And when I look at other people and their lives, folks, you may look like on the outside everything is good. But on the inside, you know what it's really like between you and God. On the outside, things might look like they're good. But on the inside, it's a raging sea. I would rather have it on the inside, knowing that everything is all right between me and God, than I would for any other picture to be painted of our lives. Because I know that I'm saved by God's marvelous grace. And I know that no matter what comes or goes, God is going to see His children through this world and through the time that you are in right now today. I don't know about you, but these prayer requests certainly have saddened my heart to hear about all these bad things that's happened. And David, in this passage of Scripture that we read from the book of Psalms, the 34th chapter, this was written, the writers tell us that this was written after David reflected back to the book of 1 Samuel when he was there at Ahimelech's, was up there with him and he was driven away. But while he was there, David went there while he was there, he was able to retrieve a monument that meant a lot to him. While he was there, you Bible readers know that the Lord sent David down to fight a giant that was before the children of Israel and was mocking their God. And he said that their God was not the God, but that he was going to devour all the children and he was going to destroy that kingdom. And you remember what David, when he heard this giant speak against God and God's people, he said, and I'll paraphrase this morning, he says, "Why has not anybody gone up against this man? Why has not anybody destroyed him?" And they was all afraid of him because this giant was big. How many of you know about Goliath this morning, how big he was? And David said that the Lord that delivered me out of the hand of the lion and the bear, he will deliver me with this man as well. And you remember the king wanted David to wear his armor. David put it on and he pulled it off. And he says, "I can't wear it because I haven't proven it." And here we find that David, by the help of the Lord, that the giant fell because it was the Lord that guided that stone into its forehead. And he went up there, and the Bible says that David took his sword while he was there. He took a Goliath's sword and they put it in the house of the Lord. And when David was back there in 1 Samuel, the 21st chapter, while he was there, there was a monument that was there that reminded him that no matter what comes or goes in your life, the Lord has blessed you. The Lord has prospered you, and we ought to be able to praise Him even in our low times because of what God did for us in days past. And David got the sword that would belong to Goliath. Folks, I don't have a sword that belongs to Goliath, but how many of you like me that we can go back to the Lord blessing us in days past? Has not the Lord blessed you this morning? And when you think about all the blessings that He has given to you, and you don't have to go back years ago to be able to count all the blessings that God has given to you. Did He not wake us up this morning, give us health and strength, and give us the ability to get to His house? Has He not watched over the children and the grandchildren, as Brother Eli made mention? And did He not put angels round about our people when trouble would come and the devil would try to devour them? Folks, we're living in perilous times, as He says in Timothy, that we're living in the last days and the devil is raging, trying his best to devour everyone that he can. But folks that belong to God, we better start lifting up and praising and honoring Him because He's the one who has brought us safe thus far. He's the one who's given us all things that we've had need of. He's the one that blessed you in the time of your sickness and brought you through it. He's the one that watched over you when you didn't have the strength to watch over yourself. He's the one who blessed you with the house that you live in and the cars and the food in the pantry. But most of all, He's the one that saved our dying souls from hell and destruction. And if we had nothing else this morning to praise Him for, I'm going to praise Him because I'm saved and on my way to heaven. But I've got more to praise Him for than just that, Jim. I've got so much to thank Him for. And as Debbie was singing that song Friday at work, that song was going through my mind. "For that I'm grateful. I may not have what the world says I need, but I have everything I need because I've got Jesus Christ in my heart and my life this morning." Somebody help me preach this morning. And David was saying, "I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. When I'm feeling good and when I'm feeling bad. When I'm mediocre, I'm still going to bless the Lord, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth because I realize that it was He that brought me through. It's He that stood me up on my feet, and it's He that's going to take care of me, not just in days past, but how many of you know that if tomorrow's sun comes up, God will be there to take care of you tomorrow? And if tomorrow's sun comes up, God will watch over you and your children and your home. He will bless you tomorrow just like He did today." And people said, "Pastor, didn't you hear all these prayer requests with all these people that's sick? And don't you know what's going on in the world? It doesn't matter though the storm is raging all around us. My God is bigger than the storm that we're facing today. And I can praise Him because I know what He has done in the days past. I know what He's done for you. you. I know what He's done for other brothers and sisters. And if nobody else wants to praise Him, I want to praise Him because of what He has done just for me. And folks, I can't praise Him for what He's done for you. I'll get to my scripture in a minute. I can't praise Him for what He's done for you because I don't know how deep you was and how far down in that situation you was. But I know what the Lord has done for me, Jim. I know where He's brought me from and how He has watched over us and blessed us. And people say, well, it's just coincidence that all those things happen. Sister Ruby, I don't believe in coincidence and circumstances determining your outcome. I believe that there is a God in heaven that's watching over His children, and He will bless His children if we will just bless Him this morning in His house. The Bible says this, David said this as he began to praise the Lord. He said, I'm going to bless Him and I'm going to praise the Lord, because he says there in the fourth verse, he says, I'm going to praise Him because I sought the Lord and He heard me and He delivered me from all my fears today. The Lord, he said, he sought Him and the Lord heard him and God delivered him from all of his fears. And I began to think about all the fears that we have this morning. How many of you have got fears in your life today? And you're in the house of the Lord, and I'm going to preach my message, so we might as well just get with it today. But how many of you have got fears in your life this morning? And people say, well, I wouldn't acknowledge that in the house of God, that we've got fears. But the Bible talks about many different types of fears from this passage of Scripture. It talks about fears of danger. And it's no doubt that every one of us comes near danger every day. And I've already said this, but I'm going to say it again. Aren't you glad God's got angels watching over you and your loved ones to protect them and to keep them out of harm's way? But also in the book of Genesis, it talks about the fear of the future. And I'll be the first one to confess to you this morning, I worry and I'm fearful about what the future holds for this country and for our churches and for my children and for my grandchildren. I am fearful for what it holds for them today, because the world is not like it was when we was growing up. Our parents worried and they were fearful about our future. But folks, can I preach this morning for a few minutes of time? The devil has come into the world and he's come into our homes. He's even come into our churches to where preaching like this and preaching and singing in the Holy Spirit is not favorable anymore. And if time goes on, I worry, what kind of churches are we going to have where people can go and praise the Lord and feel like they've been to church? There's a lot of places you can go, but you don't feel like you've been to church. I'm glad, Brother Ivan, when God's people gather in His name and come together for one purpose, and that is to praise the Lord, you can tell that you've been to church this morning. You leave and the fear is not as high as it used to be. The worries aren't as high. And David said in his word that God delivered him from all of his fears. And he also said this about the fears that's there. He said the fears of the evil things that's happening. And we've got evil things happening. I didn't know about all these things that God laid upon my heart, this message that was going to correspond with this. But we've got evil things happening, not in some foreign country, not even in some foreign state. But folks, there are evil things that is happening in our neighborhoods in which we live in. If we knew all the things that was taking place, it would scare us even more than what we're already concerned about. Because again, the devil is working to devour everyone that he can. He's trying his best to destroy moms and dads, homes and families. He's trying his best to destroy young people. And if I can give our young people some advice this morning, as Sister Tara has already said, your help is not in a bottle or in a pill. The only help that there is that will give you what you have need of is found at an altar upon your knees, calling out to God and asking Him for the help that you need. Because drugs and alcohol is destroying our people's lives and killing them prematurely this morning. This isn't popular preaching, but it's true. The Bible also says that he had fears of the wars. And folks, there's wars that's going on all the way around us. There's wars in other countries, and many of our soldiers, we had a day just recently that when many of our soldiers lost their lives in the war that is taking place. And I didn't come to be political this morning. I come to preach you the truth. And can I just dab in that for just a few minutes of time? There's some wars that we have no business being involved in because we don't go to win. If you're not there to fight and to win, you ought to get out of it and get your troops back on home soil today. But when we go against the enemy, we can't go in and have dinner with them and hold hands. We've got to go in and destroy the enemy and get our troops out today, because the longer we allow them to stay around the enemy, the more damage the enemy's going to do to our people today. And I have fears about this because it's my children and your children and grandchildren that are being called and sent off to fight these wars that we have no business in. Folks, I still believe this, that there is no nation like the nation that we live in, but we have become so ungodlike, so ungod-fearing, that we serve every god that there is, and we're afraid that we're going to make some god mad if we don't do it the way that the world does it. Let me preach to you this morning. I didn't know I was going to preach like this, Kenny. It's time that we do what God says, and He told them, when you go in against the enemy, you take and you destroy them, and you get out and don't take nothing that belongs to them. Destroy them and get your troops out so God can get the victory today. This won't be a popular message. He said that there is fear, and this is what most of us have. He said to the Lord, and I'm trying not to get stuck on this verse. I may have to finish this tonight. But He said something like this. He said that the greatest fear that we have is imaginative fear. How many of us have fear and we don't know what we're even afraid of? As many of us today that we're skirmishing, we're antsy, we're anxiety overtakes us, and we don't even know why we're so in such bad shape. And the reason it is because there's so much that's coming against us that we don't know what's real or fiction today. We don't know what's going to happen and what don't happen. How many of us worry about things that may never even come to be today? It's a fear that we have. What if this ever happens? What will I do? David said that we ought to just trust in the Lord, because it's the Lord that will deliver us from all the fears that we have, the worries that we think about, the things that consume us and overtake us. We ought to not fret about them, but what we ought to do is just put them in the hands of the all-knowing God. God doesn't worry about something because He don't know what's going to happen. There is nothing that happens under the sun that our God does not know about and is not able to deliver us today. So can I preach it like this morning? Instead of us getting all caught up in worry and fear, what we ought to do is ask somebody to strike a tune and let's just praise the Lord in a song. Somebody open up the book and read us a verse that tells us what God has done and what He's going to do today. And let's quit worrying about those things and just trust God. People say that's easy for you to preach. It's the Word of God. It's not easy to preach either, because I have to put my own self in these situations. Sometimes, Sister Ruby, I wake up and my mind is going about 90 miles an hour, and most of it is about what if this happens or what if that happens, what's going to happen tomorrow, and I haven't even made it through today yet. But you know what? When I find myself in that, and maybe that's what was happening on Friday, Sister Debbie, when your song come to my mind, it's like that, that sometimes when the devil comes against us, aren't you glad God knows what you're going through and He sends you a song? And no matter what happens, I'm grateful that I know Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful that He is able to provide and to make a way where there seemeth to be no way. That door that is shut, God is able to open it today for you. And that door that is open, God's able to shut it for you if it needs to be shut this morning. David also said it like this. He said that this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles this morning. You and I've got troubles. There's trouble on every hand. But David said, I remember what the Lord did for me, and I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to worship Him because I know it's the Lord that can save me out of my troubles. So some of us today, I don't like to be like this this morning, but I got to follow my heart in the Lord. Some of us today, instead of us trying to work it out and figure it out, what we need to do is just take it to God and say this morning, Lord, this is bigger than I am. This is deeper than I can go. It's higher than I can trot. Lord, I tell you what I've got to do. I don't know how you're going to fix it or when you're going to fix it, but how many of us this morning just need to bring that to the Lord and begin to praise Him and say, God, I give it to you. I trust it in your hand, and I know that when it's time, you'll show up and you will fix this situation in my life, and you'll help me with these thoughts and with these concerns that I have, because this trouble is about to take me down. I'm about to go and just call it quits because this trouble is so big. God is able. If you'll begin to praise Him, God will take care of that trouble for you. People say, well, you make it sound like when things are good, I ought to praise God, and when things are bad, I ought to praise God. Let me just sum it up like this. There's never a time that you ought not be praising the Lord, because He's the very one that can help you this morning. People say, and I say this often, but it's on my heart, people sometimes say, Sister Joan, you just believe God can do everything. And I have to say, yes, amen, amen. If He could not do it all, I feel like preaching this morning. If He could not do it all, I'd lay down this book and I'd look for a God that could take care of it all. But have I got any witnesses in the house that can say this, that no matter what you have faced in your life, has not God been there and brought you through that time of trouble, through that turmoil? No matter what it was, God has always been there to bring you out of that desperate place in which you was in. He also said it like this. He said that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and deliver Him. Some folks say, I don't believe in that angel stuff. You go right ahead believing what you want to. I'm going to stand upon the Word of God. I'm going to praise Him that when I can't be with the kids, God's got angels dispatched to be around. You say, how do you know that? Because I've asked Him since the day that they was born to be with them and to watch over them. And He said He would not. God cannot lie to us. God cannot fail us today. If He promised it in His words, you can count upon it. I'm going to praise Him this morning, because I know at the times, moms and dads, when you cannot be there, aren't you glad that there is a God that's able to have angels round about them to deliver them out of harm's way? People say, well, Tara's testimony was about people with drugs and alcohol, and people say, well, that's just that family. That's just that home. Let me tell you, there is not a home exempt from the danger and from the damage that the devil wants to do. People better start praising the Lord, because if you don't praise Him, the devil's going to sneak in unawares, and he's going to destroy that good thing that God has blessed you with. He also says, oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints, for there is no want to them that fear Him. I have to ask you again on a Sunday morning, how many of us has God not provided every want that we've had in our life? People say, well, I don't have the house I want. I don't have the car that I want. I don't have the career that I want. Folks, you've got to get past this carnal stuff. And I have to say this. There is food on my table. There is shoes on my feet. There is clothes on my back. There's a roof over our head. And there is a means of transportation. But above all that, folks, I want to tell you about the want that we have. How many of you can go back and remember when your soul was wanting a Savior to come in and deliver you out of hell on destruction? Did He not show up when you cried out to Him? Did He not show up and come to your house and give you all the warmth that you wanted today in your life? He delivered this soul out of hell and destruction. And folks, today I have not had a spiritual warmth since that day. People say, you always want to make it spiritual and carnal. Folks, carnal things are going to burn up with a fervent heat one day. But that which is spiritual will not die when I lay down this body. It's going to go on to the other side of the river, and there I'll live for all eternity in God's big heaven this morning. Some people say it like this, and Rob, I'll get a closing place here in a minute. Some people say it like this: well, preacher, when I get to heaven, I plan on praising God all through eternity for everything that He has done for me. Let me tell you, you ought not wait till you get there to start praising Him. You ought to start this morning praising Him for the goodness of God that He's shown to you and your family, for the blessings that He's given to you, for the saving of your soul, for the keeping of your house, for everything that God has done. You ought to praise Him and glorify the name of the Lord. Remember what Elizabeth said when Mary came there and told her that she was with child, and Elizabeth being 6 months with child. Believe what she said. She said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord." Folks, she heard that the Messiah was coming, and she began to magnify. Her soul was praising the Lord, even though the Messiah wasn't there. The Bible says that Abraham, before there it was even a Messiah to come down out of heaven, Abraham saw the day of the Lord way out yonder in the future somewhere, and he began to praise the Lord when he saw it way back then. Well, let me tell you something this morning, church, and Rob, you get a song of invitation. Folks, I am not waiting for the Messiah to come. I've got good news for you this morning. He has already come. He already died on Calvary. He was buried, but he defeated death, hell, and the grave. He arose the third and appointed morning, and I've got some better news for you. He's coming again in the clouds of glory to receive His children and take them out of this sin-filled world. Folks, we're going to a place where there's going to be perfect joy, perfect happiness, and perfect peace. We're going to a place where not just the children will be singing, but moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas will be singing. And folks, let me tell you this, the angels will stop their singing because the redeemed of God have come home. It's time for a celebration. But let's not wait till we get to heaven. Let's magnify Him on this side of the river, because He's been good to us. He's blessed us, aunt. He's been so good to me. Can y'all sing that song, "God is so good"? You sing that right, Sharon? Because God has been good. He's been better to us than we deserve. Folks, it's not just drugs and alcohol that the devil's using to kill our people and destroy our homes. He's using every tool that he has. Every tool. He's come against us with sickness. The latter verse of this chapter says it like this: I want to praise Him because He's delivered me from the sickness. People say, "Roger, you've never had a testimony of having any dreaded disease." No, but folks, I go back to what that preacher down in North Carolina says. I don't know how many times that the devil has come against me and tried to stir up some cancer cells in my body. And people said, "You believe the devil can do that?" Sure he can. But I know this, that every time that you that have got the victory, that the devil has come against you, you're able to raise your hands and testify today, because it was God that recovered your health. It was God that drove the enemy out. People say, "Well, I just don't see why they want to go to church and praise the Lord all the time." But let me make a list of all He's done for me, and then you'll see why. He's done more for me than I could ever begin to record on paper. He's been better to me than what I deserve. He's brought me out of the desert places. He's helped me climb the high mountains. And He promised me one day that when I climb my last hillside, that I'll be able to cross over and make it into that place, that Beulah land that's waiting on the other side. People say, "You really believe you're going to make it?" If I didn't believe it, I'd find me an altar and I'd call upon the name of the Lord. I'd ask Him to save my dying soul. People, I know what God can do. How many of you know what God has done for you this morning? Raise your hands. Don't be ashamed in the house of the Lord. If God's been good to you and He's brought you through a lot of places that the devil drove you down. And folks, let me tell you this. Let's not give the devil all the credit. Some of them we went on our own, because we thought we knew more about it than what God did. Am I preaching the truth? But when we got down there, we found out that's not where we wanted to be. And we called upon the Lord, and the Lord helped us and brought us out of that place. This morning, some of us been quiet for too long. We quit praising the Lord. We've quit worshiping the Lord. There's no time or place for us to stop. Some of you that's on your last prayer, and you think, well, I just can't pray for them anymore. I prayed and prayed and prayed until I can't pray no more. I challenge you by God's word. You begin to praise the Lord. You begin to worship the Lord. That load will get lighter. You're telling me, Pastor, that when I begin to do that, automatically all my problems are going to disappear. No. I'm not going to tell you that every one of them will disappear, because it seems like as soon as God fixes one, the devil will bring in another one. But I'll tell you this, through it all, God will be there to help you, to direct you, and to steer you if you'll just follow His words. While we stand and they sing this song, some of you need to come and pray, because you're at that point that you've quit worshiping the Lord. You've quit praising the Lord. You say, well, you don't know what happened to me at that other church. Forget about that other church. Amen. That's just a building with a name over the door. Amen. People say, well, you don't know what they said about me, what they did. It doesn't matter. God and you knows your heart. And as long as your heart is right with God, let's praise the Lord this morning. You say, well, you don't know what that husband or that wife did. It's not important what they did. I serve a God that will forgive all sin. All things He'll forgive them, except for the sin of blasphemy against the Holy Ghost, if they'll call upon His name. You say, well, you don't know what I've been through. And I've seen people that like to just, and I didn't come to tear your feelings down this morning. I've seen people that just like to hold on to things that happened years and years and years ago. And at times, I am one just like you are. But the Bible tells us to just give it to God and say, Lord, it's yours. They'll have to live with what they did. They're the ones that have to answer for what they did. Let God take care of them. Because God says, recompense is mine, saith the Lord. Let God take care of it. Because you see, God knows more about how to hurt them than what you and I do. He knows. So I want to ask you this morning, what is worth you losing your praise and worship for? What is worth it? While we sing a verse of this song, listen to this song. Because God has been so good. Yes, sing it loud, Sharon. Yes. How about you this morning? Has your worship and praise gone south? It's time for you to come back to God and get it back. Yes. You need to get worship and praise back in your heart. It's not just showing up to church. It's coming to praise the Lord for what He's done. How about you and yours? Listen to this. Good to me. Help them sing this chorus this morning at church. This will get your praise on. Yes. So good to me. Yes, He is good to me. So good to me. How about you, Mom and Dad? Young man or woman that you know you've been saved. And I'm not challenging that. But when was the last time that you truly worshiped and praised God? And you felt that Spirit in your heart? Would you follow your heart today? And just step out behind that pew and come praying, asking God to help you. Listen what our brothers did. Yes. Yes. Happier nor more sad. no more satisfied. Because you have the Lord in your heart. And you're praising Him and you're worshiping Him. Yes. Amen. Just to save us, He gave it all. Yeah, sing it loud this morning. So good to me. Yes. He sure is this morning. Praise Him in the house of God. He's so good. Yes. Amen. Amen. How many of you know God's been good to you? Don't you just find you're sometimes looking how good God's been to you and your heart is just humbled, Ron? Yes, I have problems. There are situations in our lives that I'd like to see different. But folks, I can't live my life based upon what those circumstances are. What I have to do is just keep praising the Lord, worshiping Him, because I know He's the only one that can truly help us. The only one that can truly deliver us. People say, well, sometimes Becky will say, didn't you talk to them about this? Or didn't you say something to them about that? And you know what? Sometimes it's better that I just talk to the Father. Because I know the Father can get their attention. He can speak to them when they won't even listen to me. People say, you really believe God does that? How many of you have ever laid on your bed at night and the Father talking to you about things in your life that need to be changed? Then all of a sudden those great big old tears start popping out because I'm so ashamed to let my God down after all that He has done for me. Folks, we ought to be. And I know in the book of Hebrews that He says that we ought to submit ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable duty. You know what? I want to rephrase that this morning if I can. Not that I'm adding to or taking away from the Word of God, by no means. But it is our reasonable duty just to praise the Lord. Just to worship Him. After all that He has done for us, that's all that He asks in return. This morning I hope you got something from the songs and from the Word that will show us that there's no place for us to ever stop praising God. No matter how bad it is. And I'm not going to start preaching again, but no matter how sad a circumstance it is, that's when we find out how much we really need God. And all He asks is that we come to Him and praise Him. And He will hear and deliver us out of all of our troubles. Remember our service tonight at 6 o'clock. I would love to see some of you step out this morning. I didn't come to throw stones. I just come to tell you that God wants us to praise Him. You say, well, Pastor, well, as soon as my circumstance changes, I plan on start praising Him. You know what I've found? Two different scenarios for that. If you can't praise Him in the good times, you certainly won't praise Him in the bad times. You certainly won't. And in the bad times, the devil will come and say, what in the world are you going to praise Him for? Look at what's going on around you. And the reason we can praise Him, Bill, is because He's the only one that can help us with where we're at. Come back and be with us tonight.